Happy birthday.
Hey guys, give me an A. Give me an N. And another N. And an A. A B. An E. And an L. It's happy birthday to Annabelle. Annabelle, we hope your birthday is amazing. Now, we've written another Monsters A to Z story. This time, it's the letter D. What could it be? You might remember three of our stories called The Mysterious Magical Mansion, in which a brave young girl rescues one of these D creatures from a ferocious beast. Well, in this story, a brave man battles one of these D creatures. It's based on a really famous old legend about a knight called St. George. Let's hear who the superstars are for this story.
My name is Angad, and I'm from California. I'm 7 years old, and I really like airplanes.
My name is Elise. I am 7 years old. I am from Seattle, Washington. And my favorite thing to do is play with my toys.
Hi, my name is David Liam. I'm 9 years old, and I really like dinosaurs and books.
Well done, guys. You did a magnificent job. Just a word of warning. This story might be quite scary, but don't worry. This is BKFK. The good guys always win. All right, so have you worked out what the D creature is yet? Ruby, tell us.
The dragon. In a town beside a lake where children loved to play, and everyone was happy as they went about their day. All was fine until the time when nothing went their way. Their happiness was shattered when a monster came to stay. It made its home inside a cave. It dug amongst the stones. And scattered all around the cave were piles of rotting bones. The monster was a massive beast with two tremendous wings. Its body was protected by its hard and scaly skin. Rows and rows of wicked teeth were in the monster's jaws, with spiky horns upon its head and legs with twisted claws. It stomped about the village like a fearsome dinosaur, and anyone who heard it come was deafened by its roar. When the monster came across a feast that it desired, it opened up its mouth and breathed a jet of burning fire. It terrorized the people as it crashed about the town. It roasted everything it saw and bashed their buildings down. It set their fishing boats alight. It smashed up all their wagons. What creature could have done this? Well, of course, it was a dragon. The dragon bellowed as the people ran in fright.
Everything I need is here to feed my appetite.
In desperation, people tried to calm its frightful mood. They emptied out their kitchens and they gave it all their food. The dragon burned their offerings till all of it was fried. He gobbled it all up and said,
I'm still not satisfied.
The king commanded everyone to gather gold and jewels. The dragon took it all and roared,
That's not enough, you fools! I'll take your jewelry and your gold! I'll take it all with pleasure! But you must give me more than this pathetic pile of treasure!
The king instructed everyone to pick up swords and spears. They followed as he led the charge, though all were filled with fear. The dragon blew a jet of fire, filling them with dread. They dropped their weapons on the ground and turned around and fled.
I'll tell you what I want!
It roared.
And I'll take nothing less. At dawn tomorrow morning, you must bring me the princess!
The dragon turned and flew away, and everybody gasped. The princess bravely stood and said,
I will do as it asks.
No!
The king cried.
Not my child. I'll go instead of you.
We have no choice.
The princess said,
There's nothing we can do.
The people stood in silence as their tears fell to the ground. They soon began to wail and moan, but then they heard a sound. They saw a horse approaching with a rider dressed in armor. There was something about the man that made them all feel calmer.
Good people,
said the rider.
I am here to make things right. Protecting you from danger is my duty as a knight. I am George, and I've come here from the east.
He raised his sword up in the air and said,
I'll slay this beast.
We thank you,
said the king,
for all the people you will save. Now rest until tomorrow, when you set off for the cave.
George woke in the morning. He was ready at first light. He strapped on all his armor and was ready for the fight. He saddled up his mighty horse. It set off with a neigh. The man and horse flew like the wind. They galloped all the way. He soon came to the dragon's cave. The air was filled with smoke. He found the monster waiting there. It glared at George and spoke.
Who dares to challenge me?
The dragon roared.
I will defeat you!
I am George!
The knight called out.
And I have come to beat you!
The dragon simply laughed and said,
You do not stand a chance!
The knight and horse charged at the beast to stab it with his lance. The weapon struck the dragon's scales. It bounced off with a clang. The dragon swung its tail and gave the knight a mighty bang. George fell off his horse and gasped. The dragon screeched and roared. He quickly struggled to his feet and bravely drew his sword. The dragon opened up its jaws and blew its burning breath. But George rolled to the side and just escaped a fiery death. The dragon snapped in anger. It was furiously hissing. He jumped beneath the monster where he saw a scale was missing.
My only chance!
He cried out as he dodged a vicious bite. He stabbed the unprotected spot. He struck with all his might. The dragon lurched and shuddered as it flung its head around. It gave a final bellow and then fell dead to the ground. George returned victorious. The people gave a cheer. And thanks to George, there are no dreadful dragons left to fear.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.